Well, Henderson, it's been a long, confusing 6.5 years. You've had a lot of ups and downs here at Corco International, and I can't tell you how many times you've almost been fired. But today, at long last, is your day, Henderson. You've made vice president for this.
This is truly an honor, sir. I can't remember how many times I've told my wife that today is the day that I'd finally be making vice president today.
You have a wife?
Yes, she's here in this boardroom right now.
Underwater Realtor.
But that's Deborah Gill, the underwater realtor.
Damn it, Henderson. I was the underwater realtor, but then I moved on to selling cosmetics, and now, after finally passing the subaquatic bar exam, I'm Deborah Gill, the underwater lawyer.
Lawyer? Why, that's significantly more impressive than what Henderson just did to make vice president. You know what? Forget this guy. You're vice president, Deborah Gill.
Well, I don't work here, and it would be a significant pay cut, but why not? I mean, if a goose can be a sheriff.
A goose was sheriff?
You've never met my daughter-in-law, Sheriff Abigail P. Goose?
Well, I guess there's no law in the books that says a goose can't be sheriff, but it feels like a violation of the laws of nature.
That's where you'd be a mistake.
Here, yeah, von Frank Bob, the world-renowned mushroom physicist.
The very same. I came to ensure you that there is no equation preventing this goose from enforcing the laws.
Just like there's no rule that says a 12-year-old can't hold a badge and a gun.
Actually, there are several laws that say that. But those only apply to non-surface dwellers. You'd need some kind of above-water lawyer for that. Really felt like someone was about to walk in at that point.
Hi, everyone. Sorry I'm late. There was a series of ridiculous inconveniences that prevented me from getting here.
Do we know you?
I'm Jocelyn. I'm constantly pointing out life's little annoyances in a rational, relatable way.
Well, I've never heard of you before.
No, I think you probably have.
Mom, are you in here? I'm being chased by a mummy, the Bride of Frankenstein's doctor's monster, and the octopus from Peter Benchley's The Beast.
Oh, I'm representing him in a class action lawsuit against Jaws.
You can't sue me for using Jaws.
Alan Moore!
The same, but take my name off it. What I did was a pastiche of an homage of an erotic fiction that's a metaphor for a sexual awakening.
Ew.
Good observation, kid. You'll make vice president for this.
Hey!
How strange that all of these people who've seen their own solo adventures and seemingly have nothing in common would all be in the same room at the same time.
Did somebody mention Peter Benchley's The Beast? That book was all right, but it was no Sharkadile versus Wolverinal. I got that from the Wheel of Mashups.
I think we're done here.